When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, really quick, if you are in need of some holiday gifts, go to onlystupidanswers.bigcartel.com. We've got some merch on sale right now. We're talking tees, we're talking prints. There's some fan packs there as well that are still available because you guys scooped those up quick. But there's still there's still a couple sizes left, so go ahead and grab those while you can for the holidays. Get it for your friends. Get it for yourself. But enough about that, guys. Today you have a very special episode of Only Stupid Answers coming your way. Why?
Because the biggest crossover of the year just happened, and we want to talk about it, damn it.
It was amazing. So right now, we're about to talk about Crisis on Earth X, the big CW crossover for all four of their DC shows.
Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow all teaming up to fight Nazis.
Wow, I love it. And this is actually, this is a portion of our Super TV Showdown show from our Patreon. Yeah. Now, you're not getting the full episode because the Patreon peeps need to get, you know, they need to get their special. They need to feel special.
Yeah.
And so you can go to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers to get the full one. But don't worry, guys, we're not trying to steal anything from you. You're getting the full Crisis on Earth X conversation. You're just missing all the good bits where we talk about all the other superhero shows and such.
If you want to hear us talk about Runaways or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or the Avengers Infinity War trailer, all that's on the episode. Also, going to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers, you can get all of our other conversations about all the episodes this year of Flash, Supergirl, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. We review those shows every week they air on our Patreon, and so now you get a little taste of that.
Little taste of that. But really quick, guys, you know how the show works. At the very top, we love reading a little review.
Because you can listen to this podcast a ton of places.
Go to onlystupidanswers.com to find all the places. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music. You know all the places.
But on iTunes, we love to read them 5-star reviews. We got a couple good ones here. First off, Possible Police. 5 stars for the 500th review. Oh, my goodness.
500 reviews.
On iTunes, I think, maybe.
Wow, that's cool.
That's nuts. Only Stupid Answers has made me love. Love Mondays. These boy people bring the best of movies, TV shows, comics, ghost stories, and more each week. And I look forward to Monday morning so I can listen to the latest episode. Subscribe for a good time.
Damn it, we're not talking about enough ghost stories.
Yeah, we need to bring ghost stories back.
Uh-huh. We also have another one here from Punch Man Pitcher. I love this podcast, 5 stars. I've loved Sam and DJ since the days of Superhero Roundup, and I love to listen to this podcast and just nerd out for a little bit. My friends aren't really into all that nerdy stuff. Like me, oh man, do I feel ya. So it's great to listen to you guys talk about everything nerdy that I love. Keep it up, you boy people.
Well, speaking of Superhero Roundup, this is basically what we do every Friday on our Patreon, and that's what you're going to get a little bit of. And we are joined by the amazing Roxy Stryer. You can find her at Roxy Stryer on Twitter, every place that matters. And She is our co-host, and she's going to join us today for our Crisis on Earth X conversation.
But before we kick it off, let's talk about our friends over at Omaha Steaks for just a second.
Sam, are you looking for the perfect holiday gift for somebody that already has everything?
Why, yes, I am. That's for you.
Well, you haven't got my gift yet. Let me tell you a little bit about our pals at Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter our code STUPID in the search bar. That's 75% off.
That's insane. Well, we both tried out Omaha Steaks recently.
What? Yes, we did.
We had delicious steaks, and it came with a little bit of veggies, too. I made a nice spread.
Yep.
It was the healthiest I've eaten in a long time, and I felt very good after. Is that what it's like when you don't eat fast food constantly?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
My skin felt better after. I recommend Omaha Steaks.
So right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to everything that you can get for less than $50.
It's about to blow your mind. 2 filet mignons.
2 top sirloins.
2 boneless pork chops.
4 boneless chicken breasts.
4 kielbasa sausages.
I'm a big fan of those kielbasa sausages. 4 burgers.
4 potato au gratin.
4 caramel apple tartlets.
1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet.
Plus, get 4 additional of those kielbasa sausages that I cannot get enough of. You get those for free.
For free. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter our code
STUPID
into the search bar and get a 75% savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit. Now, guys, on to the episode. And 3, 2, 1, here we go. I loved it. I already got dibs on that. I said I loved it. I give it a 10 out of 10. Loved it. I cried. I had a lot of feelings.
The whole time? You cried the whole time.
How could you not? No, it was really cool. You could tell, there are definitely some nitpicks with some of the episodes. But overall, we got a cool wedding. You got awesome fights. So you got Nazis. And you got flying around.
Did you just name all cool things and put Nazis on that list?
I mean, you got them fighting the Nazis. That's the cool part. You got them punched.
Yeah.
Everybody that I've seen on Twitter has been like, oh my God, I love this episode. I love Nazis. I'm like, chill, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the goal?
Chill, bro.
Is that they would try to sell us on it?
I have no idea.
You sneaky Pete.
First is the worst. Second is the best. Uh-huh. So I loved it. I said it second, and that makes me the best. Suck it.
Those are the classic biblical rules. Damn it.
I love this episode. These episodes. I loved it. I thought that the best part was that it got better as it went. Mm. And I love that when you're watching something that at first you're like, I'm in, and then by the end you're like, I'm in.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I really dug it. I thought it was fantastic. I liked it was really cool to see something really embrace comic book crossovers, like all the stuff, like, hey, we have a wedding, we have big character deaths, we have literally every element of it. We had callbacks to every just random every obscure thing they could find, they just threw in here. I do think I liked last year's crossover better. I thought it was tighter.
Heretic.
I thought that for me the first episode was the best, all the wedding stuff. I actually liked the first episode the best. The second one was kind of weak to me, which is why I think maybe you could have done three episodes.
I do actually agree that the second one was weaker than the first one, but then I loved the third and the fourth.
Yeah, the third and fourth were rad because then we got to go to Earth X and we got to meet the Ray, who ended up, I was kind of like, I don't care. And then he showed up. He's rad. He's great. He's now legitimately like one of my favorite characters on the CW.
So
probably
cool.
Helps that his costume, it's one of the cheap costumes on this show, but like the elements of it are cool. Like, yeah. It's a cool costume.
You know what, his mask would work a little bit better if it was just a size bigger. Like, instead of a child's large, it was like a regular small. Like, his nose is just peeking out from like
that
the little,
one size up
the little hood.
You think, or they were out at the store,
give him goggles. Give him goggles. You don't need to see his little peepers.
Why do you want to give him goggles?
I know his ears stick out so much normally because of his haircut he has.
You're against ears?
No, mine do the same thing. It's funny because when you see that and then you see his like helmet, there's like a little ear part. I'm like, did they have to put that in there so his ears would fit?
I loved him. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You're negative. First is the worst.
I love him. Yeah, I said second best.
You said you gave it a 10 out of 10.
I would give it a 9 out of 10.
I think I'd give it a 9 out of 10, too. I think I'd give it a 9 out of 10, too, because there's a few nitpicks, two specific decisions that were really confusing to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have the same thing.
And it's hard to beat, for me, it was just hard to beat the high of last year of seeing everybody together. And also that Arrow episode, the 100th Arrow episode in there, added some emotional weight.
It did.
That I don't think this necessarily reached, although, also to be fair, most of the major shit I was spoiled on because I didn't watch it as it aired. And so like
you sucked though.
Yeah. People like I got, and also even before it aired, people were taking snaps of the filming and everything. And it's just no matter where I went, like I kept stumbling into shit.
This is like literally how I think of millennials, which by the way, I am one in case you're listening and not seeing me. I know I sound like an 80-year-old man, but I am a young female. All millennials are like, Oh my God, you spoiled it for me. I'm so mad you spoiled it. Oh my God, did you see that? Did you see what's happening?
Yeah.
It's like, which one do you want?
Yeah.
Either STF you and don't spoil it yourself, or don't be mad when other people spoil it. But yeah, like,
everybody
who goes on Twitter is always like, oh God, it got ruined for me. But you went on Twitter. What did you think was going to happen? Because then you tweeted about it. It got spoiled for me the time that da-da-da-da happened. You just said what happened. Bro.
I get it.
Or chick,
whoever,
person,
whoever you are,
however you identify,
no. Human.
I don't discriminate. I'm just mad at millennials.
However, there were a few moments that genuinely surprised me. Did not expect to see Tommy again.
No, me neither.
No,
that was rad.
Amazing.
I wish it kind of meant more, but it was still like rad. Like it was a great little.
When we did see Tommy,
thought it was going to be Roy.
Did
to be
you
honest,
trust him for a second.
Yes,
you did.
Yeah,
he tricked
you. Yeah, face. He's over on Chicago Med. He's saving.
Is
lives.
He on Chicago Med? Good for him.
Chicago. There's like nine Chicago.
There, honestly,
is that
though,
Sophia
actually.
Bush?
It's one of them. I'm not really sure which one.
This is a weird thing, but I was in a doctor's office, and one of the Chicago shows on were like, this is the big crossover where all the Chicago shows, PD, Med, whatever, crossover. I'm like, this is actually a really smart idea to take a superhero crossover thing and apply it to cop shows, doctor show. Like, it's actually pretty
law
smart.
Shows. I think they have basically every.
They have
function.
Every, like, yeah. And I actually think that's really smart. Whoever's in charge of that shit, I actually think that's a really good idea, but whatever. That's another conversation for another day.
Why is there a Prometheus and a Dark Arrow? Does that mean Prometheus fought Dark Arrow on the Earth 2053?
Wait, the Dark Archer?
No, there's Dark Arrow, oh. And then there was Prometheus, and there's two different people from the same Earth. Prometheus is from Earth. He has that costume because he fought the Dark Archer. There's a hole there. It doesn't make sense.
I'm confused on your confusion.
My confusion is the Prometheus costume, the entire idea of the character was to thwart the Arrow of that universe. And now
Wait,
on
Prometheus
this Earth,
is from...
Both Earths. He was on Arrow last season.
Yeah, but then why does Oliver use arrows and Earth X? Like, once you pull this thread, there's no going back.
I'm just wondering their connection. Just their connection. That's what didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Also, Superman should have been Fuhrer. It would have been really cool.
Tyler Hoechlin showed up for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys see he's like posting pictures flipping the bird and stuff?
Tyler Hoechlin?
Is he going through something right now?
I don't know, but I'm like, ooh, Superman, that's not a good look.
Superman doesn't do that. Well, he's flying too fast.
Like,
we can't tell.
Yeah. Posting pictures, and this is another reason you guys have to watch on Patreon and not just listen on iTunes. He's posting pictures like, like tongue out flipping the bird to people.
Oh, I want a Superman I can hang out with, you know what I mean?
Drink a beer with?
Yeah.
It's like Aquaman, man.
Mm-hmm. But no, the wedding was amazing. I think one of the MVPs that's not just like, you know, because they focused on your main three and Stein and Jax, which was really cool. But Mick had some amazing parts in this. Leo, great addition. Loved him. DJ, you were talking about this before, but just how much fun you could tell.
Wentworth Miller went for broke. He's like, are these his last two episodes?
That's what he
said. That's what he said, but then at the end he's like, I'm going to stick around for a minute.
That's why I'm confused. Yeah.
I'm guessing he's going to do like one last hurrah. Oh, for the winter finale. That would be cool.
Yeah. Do you think that we should start calling MVP MVP?
No, I think MVP works. Oh, cool.
Way harder just to checking. Say.
I don't think so either. I was just checking with you guys, whatever.
Uh-huh. You've been definitely using it. That's right. Actually, you've just been saying that. You didn't know that people said MVP.
All of a sudden, somebody said MVP. I was like, what is that
mean? Wait a second.
Did you mean
So, starting off with Supergirl, although, to be fair, this is a four. I'm actually kind of wish they just let the shows be off air for this week and had Crisis on Earth X be a four-part miniseries on its own.
Uh-huh.
So that way, when it's like, I've heard this brought up a bunch, and I do wonder, like, how, when all this is on Netflix, is it going to be like comics where a little thing comes in the corner, like, hey, to find out where Barry and I just got married, click here to go to.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's annoying, but that's really cool.
Yeah, but
cool.
It's like, how do you follow?
Like, choose your own adventure almost?
Well, yeah,
like,
but it's just
or
like.
Just keep going. Because,
well, when you were reading comics, you're like, hey, when did this happen? And there'll be a little box in the corner, like, back in Amazing Spider-Man number 21. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know how you follow this because Arrow's on a different. Not, like, it's just a whatever. But we technically started with Supergirl. We got to see all of them doing fun little adventures in their own cities, which was rad. We got King Shark's Return, which was great.
The music was great. Seeing Guardian on Earth 53 was actually my favorite Guardian.
Guardian's Childo.
Yeah.
With
new.
Cool scar. Cool American flag on the shield. Really cool.
Yeah, which you pointed out in a video that's probably going up today on New Rockstars that might be their version of Uncle Sam, basically.
Basically. It's close as you can get.
But it was a little weird. Like, that's all. He gets to show up as Guardian and gets killed. I'm sorry, James.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. No.
Hey, at least I got a part. Am I right? Like, he hasn't been doing too much in Supergirl.
I think, honestly, they were like, quick, before people start disliking him, go. Yeah. Be gone.
He's in the costume all day on set. It's like, we just need you in a suit, man. Yeah, we just need you in a normal suit.
Yeah.
Get in the suit. He's like, come on. Look what I did. I put a decal on the shield. Can I? Come on.
Come on.
All right, we'll shoot it quick.
And so then we get to... we actually had a lot of really great character bits with, I think that was one of the strongest things for me in that first episode, was all the, that's what you love for this. We watch these characters every week. We love them. Mm-hmm. Seeing them run into each other and interact and bounce off each other. And it's crazy how much rapport they all have with other people from other shows that they don't interact with.
You know what I missed was, remember last year, Mick and Supergirl had a bunch of like back and forth that were really great. I didn't even realize until talking about it right now, that would have been kind of fun to see like a revisiting of. Not that he was great in everything he did, sitting next to Sing, not sitting on the groom's side. Also, I pointed this out in a breakdown I did. The minister is greatest
American hero. It's an old you. Yeah, it's greatest, from back in the
old
day.
TV show. Yeah, yeah, he's just a guy who got superpowers. He's really bad at it.
Also, I felt really like he did this lovely, like, I can tell this is going to be a good marriage because of the people here. And then he gets evaporated. And I actually legitimately felt bad for the preacher. It's like that guy.
Remember,
was
the
just
president
doing it,
yeah, got evaporated last year. Well, the president.
I knew something was going to happen because the first thing that they say, he says, is, I don't know these people very well. And I was like, okay, so they're willing to kill you. Yeah, it's like, if you don't know them well, then the show's willing to boot you off.
Yeah, you're done for.
But yeah, we don't need you. Yeah.
That was not a full wedding. That was a pretty empty wedding. And they also asked Caitlin to be maid of honor weeks before that wedding happened.
Yeah.
Also, everyone's an asshole for RSVPing days before the wedding. Just so need to point that out.
To be fair, they're a little busy. You know, the only ones that I would
say
legitimately
no,
be,
so you can't come.
Yeah,
I would legitimately okay with like waiting that long as the legends because they're traveling through time. How did they get
the letter?
Exactly. Well, they were able to send an SOS to him later too. So I don't know how communication with them works.
The equivalent of like a microwave display. It was like, it wasn't like, this is an internet. This is a lock on something. Yeah.
Something I really liked is, and the one that they did it, and two that it wasn't just fan service, was the hookup between
Alex and Sarah.
Yeah, sorry, I just my completely blanked. Alex and Sarah, because it was one, because it was fan service. We all wanted that. Two, because it informed Alex's arc, and I loved how Alex was utilized. I'm loved that was the one extra character they brought over, because she even though I desperately want to see Martian Manhunter hang out with the Flash, character wise she brings the most.
Remember he and Vibe and Kid Flash all teamed up last season.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Well,
so, I mean, I wish they was here. Yeah, but it did happen.
But it did happen. But it also showed that those two characters really have zero chemistry. So now I never need to see it again.
Okay, I totally feel what you're saying, but I have an issue because I loved all of this stuff. I didn't go to Twitter until after I'd watched everything. I knew people had already previously watched it. And I was watching. I was like, oh, my God, Alex and Sarah together is so fun. I'm so glad with the revelation that they came to, that it's like, you know, Alex needs to not go back to Maggie. Yeah. And Sarah needs to maybe find somebody. Like, they want that next level, but not with each other. Then I look at the internet and everybody's like shipping the two of them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes, finally, now they can date and get married. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, you missed the point of
like,
what
no,
was
they're
happening.
A hookup. And it's a fling at a wedding. Don't you guys go to weddings and have flings or not?
It's a staple in American culture. You're supposed to have that before you're 25.
I also liked that how thrown for a loop Alex was, that she had a one-night stand, because I found that very relatable. but I don't know about you guys, but it's like I didn't sense I'm glad that it happened. I didn't sense really any sparks with them at all. Like, I don't ever need to see those characters together again.
Well,
really,
it'd be fun to see. I mean, I just see them together,
but not
like,
romantically.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how awkward Alex was about it, but then like they're awkward, and then they've got to kick ass together, and it's not awkward anymore.
Yeah, they both have that badass dress rip scene. Like, oh, we're gonna knock some motherfuckers out.
That was cool. Killer Frost got a team up with Mick and made an ice sword
very briefly. I kind of wish they'd emphasized it more.
Ice sword. That was so cool. About Killer Frost's outfit change that she said was because she turns into Killer Frost.
I think she likes how she looks better in the blue.
That's her costume.
She's like in that blue suede jacket. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I just sometimes I turn into Killer Frost. It's like, so you preemptively are putting on a jacket?
Yeah.
What?
It's her costume. It's branding, Roxy.
There's
branding.
Photo opportunities everywhere in this universe, and she's not gonna.
Well, what about
look
once
frumpy,
you?
All right.
How about once you turn into Killer Frost, you put it on? Like, no time for that.
I thought at one moment when she did turn into Killer Frost, the suit came on, and I was like, she already doesn't make any sense. So sure, yeah, the suit crawls out of her with the ice.
That,
why not?
That fight also had some really great moments when they do show up, because I liked Oliver knocking Earth-X Oliver's arrow out of the air. I liked Kid Flash getting to do some cool things with catching the bullets. They actually
throwing
used
it back
him for like a second. He was totally badass. I liked
Kara
fighting evil Kara in her wedding dress and the dress she wore to the wedding. Mm. And also her clap takedown was awesome. It was so cool.
That was pretty cool. I was trying to remember. Vibe and Arrow working together. And of course, you got to knock out Vibe, because then none of this would work.
Yeah.
None of this would have worked.
Yeah.
Unless he like ran away to another universe somewhere. I'll go to the 52nd universe. Mm-hmm. We'll work our way down and find hints of how to stop this.
I would have been down for that.
I mean, yeah, but I'm glad you knocked him out. Yeah. Like, it just made more sense for the story to move forward if Sisko wasn't there.
Yeah, because that episode ends. Sisko's knocked out. They take Prometheus hostage because Alex and Sarah are totally badass mm-hmm. and knock him out, and probably would have helped Oliver in season 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Should have just called some people up.
Don't you love
huh?
when like it takes an entire season to beat a villain, and then all of a sudden it takes a minute with yeah. a lot more people?
It's oh. like the zombie thing where like one zombie, ooh, scary, what are we going to do? A bunch of them, you just mow them down.
Yeah.
Or like same thing with Alien. Like an alien, one of those aliens, oh man, what are you going to do? Aliens, they're just shooting those guys right and left, and it's
yeah.
fine.
Same with Demogorgon.
Demogorgon and also Dalek. And,
yeah, it's everything. It yeah. always happens in sequels.
To be fair, it wasn't the same Prometheus. Maybe Oliver's Prometheus was a little bit better prepared. I do miss that actor. I'm kind of I loved I'm so glad it was Tommy, but it's like I do miss that actor.
I do miss it, but it did good surprise. That was a really good gift for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
But then
I'm
we
on,
go
ooh, I'm on no not Twitter on Reddit.
Oh.
Okay, this person got some arrows, but they should have got more because I like this comment.
Give them more arrows, guys.
It's from Tomimi. If you were Tomemy, what would your name be?
Tomimi
board. The CW writers must really like Spider-Man, seeing that they put another reference to him. Feel sorry that Wally doesn't seem to really be involved in the crossover. Like that made Wells reverse Flash again. But yeah, there's a lot of MC reference, like
yeah,
you know?
I guess that what they're kind of going for is that I guess Marvel Comics exist in this universe,
which is great.
I will say, mentioned Wells back as Reverse Flash at the end of this, the first episode, we get the reveal that we all knew that there was the evil versions of them, but then we find out it's not just Earth X Wells, it's somehow Earth One Eobard, who we've seen die twice, that went over to Earth X.
To be a Nazi.
And then changed his face. It's like, why not just
have him be Earth X?
Yeah, why? Why are we going through all this trouble? Why not just... That's the point. We did this with Laurel.
That felt weird.
Yeah, Laurel gets to have her evil Earth counterpart, and we don't need to go through all the rigmarole of finding a way to bring her back. It's just for her from another Earth. Just let Eobard on this Earth just be super gone. Because for one, that was awesome when he died in Legends. It was amazing. Just let him be gone and let this be Earth X Wells. It doesn't even need to be Eobard.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be on that... Earth Wells is the speedster.
Yeah, it would have worked fine.
Yeah,
that was one of two nitpick. The other one, I'll just get it out there. I also don't know why Ray's from Earth One. Just have him be Earth X. Have him just be from Earth X. Why is the Ray from Earth One as well?
If they had talked about it and made it more interesting, they didn't talk about it.
Nope.
Though. They were just
yeah.
like,
it literally
yeah,
doesn't
there.
Pertain.
Also,
to anything.
Also, and then like when they talked about the portal being there, they're like, well, blah 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 blah. It's like none of you guys are addressing how the hell did he get here?
Yeah.
Like, where did he come from? He didn't come from this portal. He's been here for a very long time. How
or
did
at least
he get
a
here?
A long time, enough time to create a stable relationship.
Yeah.
So at least a few months.
I think his parents came here too. So
they
it's
were
like
so in love.
They were smooching. So they were smooching up a storm.
We're jumping ahead, but I like that because, of course, Captain Cold, Wentworth Miller has always been playing him as gay. He's always gay. And they're great together. They have a great dynamic. I'm really on board. Like, I'm bummed that Wentworth Miller is not really going to be part of this stuff anymore because I would like to get more of the Ray.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I like their dynamic.
Maybe he'll be a voice in the animated series.
Maybe. I would be kind of annoyed if I was Ray, again, jumping ahead, if Wentworth was like, yeah, actually, but I'm going to stay, though, so I'll be back soon. It's like, dude, we just, like, conquered something we've been trying to do for a real long time.
Yeah.
Can you not?
Yeah, can we celebrate?
Can you come
please?
Back here on vacation in a couple months?
Yeah.
What?
Moving to episode 2 a little bit, because we had a relationship
Arrow.
Stuff. Yeah, we had everyone having these moments where I think all like side characters got pushed into the same hallway because everyone's like, I need to talk to this person. Everybody get out of here.
Yeah.
And it happened at like by four different times at the same time. So like everyone's just in the hallway. They're like, everybody's never going to talk in there. What about you? Stein and Jax are talking about
we all about the hallway life.
Jax, though, he was really good as Stein, but this is the best acting I've ever seen out of him. Not saying it's been bad before, I'm just like, he really killed it. Victor Garber is Victor Garber, so you already kind of like, you know what you're getting with him, but with Jax, I was like, fuck. If you leave Legends, I'm going to be real upset because I already had to go through Stein dying. That was a little too much.
I know that everybody's really stoked that Stein died because he was leaving the show anyway. So if he was going to leave the show, why not do it this way? But I just truly felt this was unnecessary. It made for such a great moment in the crossover, and I really appreciate that. But I felt it was earned and deserved that this character make it home to his family. And I wanted that for him, and I did want the possibility. And I know we can time travel, so we could always see him again in the future when he's done on Broadway and whatnot. But, like, I wanted that. I wanted him to be victorious and be able to get to go home. And I know that's life, but I didn't think we had to do this.
I understand where you're coming from, but I think that feeling is what makes it work. Is the fact I kind of like, and maybe it's a bit sadistic, but I like that they gave him, like, we've been building towards a peaceful exit, and then boom, like car wreck, like, no, it's not happening. Like, it's not. And that, I think that makes it more than just a, I think it adds stakes to a series of shows where it's kind of hard to add stakes to death when you have people from other universes and time travel and all that stuff. And so now it makes, instead of it just being like, oh, he's off, he's fine, he might show up again, it's like he could have gotten out and then he wasn't able to.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with it.
Yeah, it's tough.
I just wanted it for him.
Yeah.
It stings. It stings real bad. Cried a bunch.
But again, we're jumping in. I think the big thing about episode two is I actually really liked the idea that Felicity didn't want to marry Oliver. I actually kind of wish they'd stuck that because it just makes sense that, like, hey, why, you know what I mean? Like, in this situation, like, obviously I'm pro marriage, but in this situation, like, do they, just as a show storytelling wise, like, do we need to do that? I liked her reasoning. What I didn't like is that it was like four or five different versions of the same conversation where Felicity's like, I don't know, I don't want to hurt Oliver, but I don't want to get married to, like, to Oliver, to Iris, to, it's like, okay, we get it. Good Lord, we get it. You know what I mean? Like, this could have just been done in one conversation.
And really quick, guys, just taking a quick break to talk about our friends over at Simple Contacts. It's a super convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. It'll take you 5 minutes, guys. It's a quick vision test you can do on your computer or your phone. No, seriously, it's that easy. I did it. They sent me some contacts and I got them. It feels really good that I have an extra
your contacts
pair.
Right now. They look amazing.
They're pearly blues. Guys, this is so easy. You can do it from your home. It'll take less than 5 minutes to do from your phone or computer. And don't worry, because there's a licensed eye doctor on the other end that is going to look over your exam. DJ, how can they get in on our special offer?
Listen, here's where you go. You go to simplecontacts.com/stupid and you enter the promo code stupid
at checkout, and you can get $30 off your contact lenses. Holy bejesus, that's amazing. But really quick, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, all right, guys? This isn't a new doctor. Yeah. This is just getting you some extra contacts, and you're going to be getting a $30 off discount when you go to simplecontacts.com/stupid.
And use the promo code stupid. And don't forget, if you have expiring HSA insurance dollars, you can use them by the end of the year towards your contacts.
Again, guys, now this isn't a replacement for an eye doctor, but it can get you a bunch of extra contacts for a very reasonable cost. Again, one more time, $30 off. Simplecontacts.com/stupid. Enter the promo code stupid at checkout. Now back to the show.
I know I keep doing this and jumping ahead, but it's hard to talk about one without talking about the other, because I would have been totally fine with her having that conversation multiple times if I didn't hate her so much now. Because, like, I'm a puncher. Are you kidding? Again, jumping ahead, but what you did is so rude.
The, like, wedding thing?
Are you fat serious?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just something we used to say growing up.
Oh, really? Okay. I like it.
It means, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
Are you fat serious? don't know why.
That's great.
But, like, are you fat serious? Yeah. You're telling me that Barry and Iris, who, P.S., have known each other forever.
They're basically brother and sister.
Yep. They share a father. Who, like, this has been endgame forever. Who have worked so hard to get to this point, who have gone away from each other, been in the Speed Force, who have almost died, like, all these things, and then they had an actual wedding that they planned that, P.S., you didn't RSVP to, and then you go to the wedding, and it's a disaster in front of entire family and friends, and people die in front of them, and then finally, they go and you get Diggle to marry them, and you're like, excuse me, wait, would you mind if we just did this duo thing? Fuck you, Felicity. All the goodwill she had built back up this season for me is gone. You selfish C-U-N-T. I'm so pissed. I literally could not believe this move.
I couldn't either. I wasn't that upset by
it. I'm just
glad it's done. You know, it's like a Band-Aid. It's like, you're just sneak this in there. Don't even talk about Oliver dating anybody else ever again, because I'm tired of that. That's 6 years of that. We're done.
When you phrase it like that, I completely understand where you're coming from.
So rude.
I thought it was cute. I thought it was like they did the wedding thing.
That's what's going to happen at my wedding. My friends are going to line up and we're just going to kind of knock it out.
It's like our two main characters. But again, I didn't need Felicity and Oliver to get married. I would have been fine as like, hey, we're just together. It's fine. But
if you're going to get married, then do it at the end of the season or whatever. Like, have a conversation. But literally 30 seconds ago, you didn't want to get married. So now, you know, when you go to weddings and you're like, oh, it's so sweet. Now I want to get married. And that's like the first feeling you feel. I don't believe that this is even real.
Yeah, I think maybe one of the reasons I like this moment is I actually feel like Diggle was my favorite of the entire crossover. Like, he just got this weird, warm, fatherly vibe. Like, he's just dynamic with everybody. It's like, it's just like a warm light over everything. Yeah. And I also
couldn't help their middle names real well.
And it was crazy. And then, and I couldn't help but, like, when he was doing I didn't even hear the vows because I just, like, zoned in on his arms. Like, his arms are so huge.
All right, but so many problems with this still. Move away from your puke, because, like, I don't want to get married in your puke, so that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I thought you meant move away from the joke. I'm like, hey, you can't get rid of that joke.
No,
that
joke's gold. Like, literally, don't marry somebody in your own vomit. Move a foot over. Also,
you can't get married in a park, too. There's people everywhere. Okay. Why would you want that?
Next thing, Oliver, how about you invite your son to your wedding? Because I feel like that's important.
Barry can pick him up.
You piece of crap. You piece of actual crap.
To be fair, Felicity threw this on him. Felicity was just like, let's just do it. And he's like, okay.
And he said, yes.
Yeah,
how about, I want to do this, but I want to do it right. We probably shouldn't steal Barry and Iris's moment.
Well, but
you bitch.
Hey, you know what? There's definitely a better way to do it. Next year's crossover. It's another wedding.
Yeah. Okay, another thought. As somebody who just officiated a wedding, this is not how it works. You need to get a license for a 24-hour period in a 5-mile radius. Just because he previously officiated a wedding does not mean he can do this one.
To be fair,
not
you don't know
invaded the planet.
Yeah, well, you don't know how it works on Earth 1 in Central
works
City.
For me.
Maybe the laws are different in Central City.
That's a thing, though.
Well, you still can't be a meanie bedink and steal somebody's wedding shirt.
Listen, that's
wait,
fair.
Wait, what was the other one? Fat what?
Fat
you
serious.
Fat serious?
Fat serious and bedink. Fat serious, bedink. I want to use these to good.
Fat serious is like if you really do something ridiculous. Like, you can't just
are
be
you
like,
fat
like,
serious
if somebody
right
does
now?
Something casual, you could be like, are you fat serious? That doesn't mean like, oh, are you serious? It's like, if somebody does something so outrageous, are you fat serious? Mm-hmm.
That's
like,
good.
Are you serious
that's
to the
good.
Fattest extent?
Now, to go back to episode 2, which I think we're all pretty on the same boat.
Oh, the thing that I moved us away from.
It's kind of weaker. Like, they have they save the, it's basically to reveal, like, oh no, they're us from another Earth, which we could have done in the wedding fight. And then it had the skyscraper thing, which was fine. The CG was the weak. I think the CG and the stunt work were the weakest in this episode.
Remember, but you got the joke. You got the super speed joke, and that was the best joke.
Where he's like, I don't have super speed.
Super speed.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't have it.
Yeah.
Oh, you
could have gotten a ride.
I was just going to read that from Swan Man on Reddit, and he got a lot of arrows on Arrow. He said, just a quick reminder, super speed, I don't have it. Loved the little bit with Barry and Carr just waiting for Oliver. I was going to say it first. Second's the best.
Second's the best, though.
Second's the best.
I'm just trying to look out for you, Swan Man.
Remember when he had arrows that shot out webs of more arrows to hold the building together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd those come from?
Also, the kryptonite arrow.
Spider-Man.
That makes zero fucking sense.
Maybe Flash went over to Earth, whatever car is in.
My favorite is when they said, oh, there's 53 Earths, so there's 53 cars. I'm like, that means Kara's definitely dead on this Earth. That means Krypton definitely murdered everybody.
No. Maybe they just haven't landed yet. Because remember, they made a big deal about Harrison Wells speeding up the Flash becoming the Flash.
Yeah.
So maybe they haven't landed on this. They need to merge these Earths.
Yeah. Does that mean Barry's going to be an old man when Superman's a
Superman's
boy?
Probably around. He's just not Superman yet.
If you could put one Avenger in this episode, who would it have been?
Avenger? Spider-Man. Like Marvel Avenger?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Spider-Man or Black Panther.
I want to see Spider-Man swing around.
You just picked the ones you liked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's usually how this works. You said, which one would we want?
Yeah.
Not which one would be best.
No.
Of a Spider-Man, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
But so then in episode 3, our heroes are taken captive, taken to Earth X, which you know is scary because it has a red tint. And then Felicity.
Why did they go there, by the way?
They put him in the concentration camp.
They didn't try to, yeah.
Why didn't they kill him there? Like right then, right there.
Because it's about that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Not the question to ask because I realize what show we're watching.
Yeah.
But all the plan was after that was firing squad into a
pit. Because they need
20
people,
feet away.
That's exactly what the Nazis do, though. They need people to do the work.
Yeah. And they can use the powers. Yeah, I don't know. But one thing I did like about this show is that it's not, they didn't use Nazis as just general evil. Like, ooh, they're just bad guys. They very specifically know these people believe in genocide. Nobody likes them. They even go to the lengths of the pink triangle and then the Jewish star and attaching it to emphasizing reminding us that Felicity's Jewish.
Yeah.
And then emphasizing that at Stein's death that he's also Jewish.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And I really, because I think that has the generalization of Nazis as just bad guys, I think has led to some of what we're dealing with now. Because, like, no, it's not just like, ooh, they're edgy. It's like, no, they're pretty much as evil as you can get.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this,
it was very timely that this episode came out. And I wonder if they would have chosen Nazis, because it's been like kind of a theme of the show prior to this year. But this year, Nazis have like made a comeback,
yep.
Should you say?
Yeah.
For lack of better words. I wonder if that had to do with this.
I don't know, because they said they were planning it since the last crossover. And so it's one of those like
how much
thinking ahead did you? Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? But it is timely, and I liked the emphasis they put on that. And again, I like that we're watching a show that doesn't need to be like, well, I mean, we're fighting Nazis, so I guess we need to trot out some minorities, or whatever. No, it's already so saturated with different perspectives and different groups of people that you just can't help but have. LGBTQ women kicking ass, people of color kicking ass, like, because they're just there.
But even further on that point, what I loved about how they represented people was, yes, like people talking about being Jewish and that's why that they were getting killed, and Felicity coming in and brunette Felicity, but also the same thing, I fell in love with the wrong man. Or in love with the wrong person, you know, like yes, as a Jewish person, I'm very aware of how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust and Nazis, but there was also tons of other people that died. Yeah. Tons of other people.
Turns out they weren't very into a lot of people.
Yes.
I was reading up on the, because I did a breakdown of this, which is on New Rock Stars, and all those, I didn't know how accurate the show was being with all the symbols. And I looked up the rest of them. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's,
it's real. Happened.
That, and also, they used the real ones too in this, which was bold. Very bold.
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch.
The sign over the concentration camp is the same sign they put over all concentration camps and stuff. It's
work freeze you or something like that.
It's something about work is what freezes. The way you said.
Yeah, it is exactly one of those two, something like that. I think that's interesting too, because do you guys watch Preacher?
I watched a good chunk of the first season.
So in the season that just happened, which I guess would be season 2, Hitler is like one of the main people, and
sounds like Preacher. Yeah, that sounds like Preacher.
And there is like a push to get you to like Hitler a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it's really interesting because there was like a lot of interaction on social media about like what is happening here, why do I like Hitler all of a sudden?
Yeah,
and I think that it's crazy to watch DC really touch on different sides of Hitler. The Holocaust, Nazis, all this, like they're really going for it.
Yeah, and they were really smart in two ways. One, to really emphasize literally everybody hates these guys,
mm-hmm.
even Mick, who's a criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also being smart enough to let their villains be human, in that Kara and Oliver from Earth X do love each other as much as that community allows them to. And so it adds some stakes. Yeah, it adds some stakes. That was another one that was like, oh, cool, there's not really any chemistry there. That's a ship I don't need to set sail.
I never needed that.
But it's good to know. You know what I mean?
It was smart to also give us a reason why that they were doing this to us, that they needed Kara's heart.
Yeah.
That made a lot of sense, because that's something that we can all grasp. Yep. It's tangible. Like, you need somebody else's organ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be a specific person.
Literally, in this case, a very specific person.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it was really cool seeing Wells being full, like, creepy Eobard. Like, that was really fun to see him again.
Although, I do miss Matt Lesher. Like, in my brain now, that is Reverse Flash. Mm-hmm. And I thought he did a really good job. And now Tom Cavanaugh is Harry. Yeah, Tom Cavanaugh is Harry to me.
Yeah, it's been a little too long.
Yeah,
I liked it though. And near the end of this third episode, we got to see Wynn of this Earth, which was cool. Wynn as the general. Man, he can act the shit out of the scenes. He's so good. Like, he's such a good. He's not used enough on his show.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, you got some amazing snart moments with, again, like, I don't know if I said this on the episode, when he's like, I hate fire. And then he does this, like, look that they just held on for a while. And then I went to commercial break, and then it kept back, and he had that look on his face. And then
do it for the camera if you're going to do it. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, guy? I legitimately think this version of Snart, I think he's a little bit crazy, but like in a very positive way, because he gets my favorite line of the whole thing when Oliver has to sneak in as the Fuhrer. I loved, by the way, that Lance, this version, Quinn, great. Like figured it
so
out because
good.
Like, how would they not figure this out? Yeah, because you already know that there's doppelgangers that they escaped. Like, why wouldn't you put two and two together?
And how would you not? You have the one doorway right.
Why? Yeah,
front of you.
Yeah. So, but
why
then,
did Oliver launch that? I don't understand.
Great question. Don't know the answer to. But this all leads to my favorite line when all everything's going to hell. Leo comes in, slides in a duffel bag, and he's like, "I thought it'd be fun if we put on our costumes." You're amazing. You're fucking crazy, but you're amazing.
No, that was a really good scene because he's having too much fun.
He's having a blast.
I think he launched the Wellenreiter.
Yeah,
because I'm saying German. Just means wave rider.
Use maybe an accent.
I can't. That's my biggest weakness. Can't do accents. They don't last. They have like a 5-second shelf life.
Why are you learning multiple languages?
Because like I just need something to do. But I think he did that because he was just trying to sell it. You know, sell the bit. He's trying to sell the bit.
Uh-huh. Sell the bit. Yeah, maybe. But it was, and I actually really like the idea that their doomsday weapon is a time machine, because then you could go back and have the Nazis win like on every Earth, but they never do anything with that. That's another reason I think I like last season's crossover more, is that everybody kind of had, like, the legends were able to go back in time and deal with the aliens back then. Like, everybody kind of had a function on their show. Uh-huh. And this one was just a big, like, hey, we're all like crashing into each other. So I would have liked a little bit of a time trial. Like, it would have been interesting if the legends had to go back to World War II and stop them from making the Nazis win there. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Remember the freaking, excuse me, the crazy crossover when Vandal Savage came over and he accidentally nuked a whole city and you saw Oliver just get eviscerated?
Yep.
Remember that?
No.
That was crazy! Sorry, I just remember that. That's when they didn't know how to handle only two characters.
Yep.
And they were like that scene where Oliver's giving like orders to like 90 people at once. Now they figured it out.
I'm going to Reddit again.
Here it is.
This is coming from a couple days ago to the Big Johnny D.
Big Johnny D?
Big Johnny D, what's up? I don't know why I did that voice. Leo was a lot of fun, and the Red Tornado fight was so cool. Watching Stein go down was like watching Hodor in Game of Thrones. I realized what was happening and just watched in shock, feeling so sad.
Mm-hmm. I saw a meme going around with Barry talking to Ralph Dibny. Mm-hmm. And Ralph's like, why aren't I invited to the wedding? And Barry's like, well, says something. And Ralph's like, well, what if you need somebody that can like, is bulletproof and can like reach real far to like, you know, I don't know, flip a switch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't worry, we got a
good point. Good point.
Mr. Terry Fournier in the chat said, also, that's how you make a good-looking TV Red Tornado. Just bring it back to your comment
A lot of people are commenting on Red Tornadoes.
My favorite is just like, how do you get a really good CGI character on a TV budget? Night shot. Because
yeah, like, not the blackest night.
You can't see. That's what you said earlier. There's not a damn star out at all.
That's what we do with Grodd every time we see him. He is in that
Except
cave.
Except in that Legend. He
they
looked
him
great
out.
In
he
Legends.
Did. They pulled him right out. He looks amazing.
I was blown away.
Me too.
He looked real good.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I wanted to pet him. That's how good he looks.
Yeah, right? Like, anyway. But I do, and that's another thing I liked about this crossover. Like, who, are you okay?
Yeah, stretching.
Who's Prometheus
what
on
just
this?
Happened?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just making a weird face. Who's Prometheus on Earth X? Oh, it's Tommy. Who on Earth X do they have to stop Supergirl? Oh, Metallo's here for some reason. Who's the big doomsday weapon? Red Tornado. Like, they just threw stuff in. They just kept piling stuff on.
You know how cool it is?
Which was really fun.
If Grodd was one of them. If, like, just a Nazi gorilla came out, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the fucking show that we have now. This is awesome.
I felt kind of like the superheroes, our superheroes must have felt during that moment, though, because like when Metallo came out, I was like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, in a good, I was glad to see, but I was like, oh, now we got to do this.
Yeah, wow, right.
Like, I'm exhausted.
But when actually, that scene when they all blow him up and they're all just shooting their different colored rays at him, yep, out of their dicks, just right at him, and
mine
they
will
blow
be
him up. I'm gonna be blue.
It's not that original.
Yeah,
well, there's only
better.
So many colors.
Better,
yeah. So
why'd you choose red as our background?
Little crisis on our legs.
I would probably mine would be red. Red's my favorite color.
Also not original.
I know.
Thank you. At least we're both getting dinged.
Choose something like maroon.
Maroon.
It's fuck though.
And then we'll be
purple would be cool.
Purple.
Is that even the weird?
But that's not even originally. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Episode 4.
So then we get in episode 4. So they're all going back to Earth 1. We get all the big clusterfuck. The legends show up. Team Arrow shows up.
By the way, I love when Stein finally like gets up after being shot twice and he does the breach thing and the Nazis get fucking just...
That was rad. They're
clear out.
It was so cool. Also, the breach as like a dark red is real cool. I thought you look at my hands.
Actually, I was thinking about how you said red, but that's DJ's color, so you can't have it.
I can't say red. No. DJ.
I'm just standing up for my friend DJ, okay? God.
Unfortunately, literally hours before it aired, I was doing something on Twitter, and there was a tweet like, hey, what about that funeral, though? And I'm like, oh, shit. And I was like, DJ, don't try and figure out who the funeral was. And then immediately I was like, Stein, damn it, fuck.
Yeah.
But then Leo showed up, and I knew there was the end of Captain Cold's run, so I was like, maybe. But no, it was definitely Stein.
Maybe also, that's why they put that
out there. Why would they go to a funeral for a dude they just met, like, hours? I mean, these shows do that all the time, actually, so never mind. Yeah. So it'd be like, they just met him.
When you're maid of honor, and everybody at your wedding is somebody that you could have been in the same room as maybe three times, like at the funeral, same thing.
I'm interested to see. So at this point, he took the serum so that Jax could live.
That whole thing, though, of like, we can't move Stein, so we have to merge, and him run. That's such a cool use of their powers of like, oh, I can maybe get you to the medic pass. Like, no, actually, you just fucked yourself real bad because not only does he still have the injuries and he's bleeding, but you just get to die along with them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Does this mean that now Jax doesn't have any powers?
No. If he takes that thing, he can stick to shit real well.
They didn't say he could unstick, though. So it might just be like glue.
I feel like Stein wouldn't do that to him.
Well, he whipped it up before the wedding. Like, it wasn't like... Sisko did weeks of stuff, and he just was like, I got 2 hours on my hands. I'm not going to go talk to my wife or grandchild or child. I'm going to go ahead
and
make this.
He's got 50 years on the kid.
Nope, never mind. I don't think I have this question.
He's looking at me.
Wow,
do,
I'm so
do
curious
think,
what you were going for.
Jax is going to like merge with somebody else now?
I think a cool way to bring Stein back to the show that could still work is if like he had some psychic like connection still to Stein. Like Stein's like got like imprinted onto his brain, so you could still have him come back in some way. And I think he's going to still have, like... Remember Stein's problem in Season 2 of Flash and they had to get Jax?
Yeah.
Jax might have a similar problem. Yeah. I think that might
be
something...
Like, there's a Ronnie out there?
He needs another bonding
person.
Wasn't
there a female fire... There was... When Jason Roosh... Rush was the part of the Firestorm, he had a female component.
His girlfriend.
And then there's that Firehawk... Some female with flaming wings that's also supposed to have a Firestorm-ish matrix.
Hawkgirl?
No, somebody from the comics.
And she,
I can't remember her name.
I think it was the same character who was evil Firestorm.
No, really?
I think because it was blue and it was like, it may have been a different character. I thought that was who they were basing it off of.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm either voting for Mick, that he should merge with Mick because he doesn't do a lot in fights in anyway, so just whatever. Or let's add another female to the crew.
I don't want
a female from last season who was like doing all the stuff with the Firestorm stuff. Russia.
Yeah,
oh, that was season
died.
One.
Oh.
Yeah, she's
what,
super.
Three.
Yeah, I am super down for that. Even though she did super die, because
whatever. We have a time machine.
We do have a time machine because I love the idea of being forced to fuse with somebody that is evil and having somebody that is legitimately a villain on the team, but is still a part of the team, as opposed to Mick, who's like, at this point, just rough around the edges. Like, having a legit, like, no, they're a bad guy, but we need them on the team. I think it'd be rad.
I would like to see, because there are Firestorms out there that just work by themselves. There's like characters that don't have to merge with another person. They're not as powerful, though, and so it does help to get somebody else. Adding a new character to the show wouldn't hurt. Like, I mean, they do. I mean, to be fair, Zari still could use a little bit more work. I really like how they're using her. I just think she just needs a little bit more development.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't hurt to add another character.
I feel you on that, and I also just feel like you don't want to, there's no complications with him not having to merge with somebody.
Yeah.
Then you're just same. A character. So.
Yeah. Then you're just firepower guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see about that. But Stein definitely dies, and they use that as a motivating factor for the big clusterfuck. Punch him up.
Was
so
really cool.
But, wasn't yeah, it, almost.
But wasn't it cool when Adam made his hand big and he smushed those Nazi on
him? I remember when Adam saved Sarah by being super small and helping with that, not Sarah, Kara, with the blade.
I'm glad you brought that. That was a rad scene where really like cool. Thon's like, I'm trying to, and it's just Adam. That was a fantastic reveal.
Someone pointed out that Kara said that my cousin will come and save me, you know, or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was someone pointed out that since Brandon Routh played Superman, it still kind of works. Yeah. Or he had said last crossover, he's like, oh, she looks just like my cousin. And it was like this kind of fun little inside joke that he still came.
And then it was weird because Thon was like, oh, I've raced your cousin and he's not as fast as me. It's like, how did that is Superman gonna show? They need to merge the Earths, man. They need to merge the Earths for this shit to start working again.
Yeah.
Do time travel.
But I was also thinking, okay, so is he clear who her cousin is? Because like, how is that possible? Like, maybe it was a different Earth? Like, you're not
it's sometime in the future. So it's like, theoretically, Superman can still show up on this Earth. They should just merge the Earths.
Merge it.
You know what I thought we were going to get?
Was the Earth merged?
As Felicity's secret password or something. I mean, this wouldn't have totally made sense, but this house is bitching.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Where are you?
No, I was talking to DJ before. It's like, I want to know, since the Thinker knows all like the future moves, how did he know this one? How did he know that Nazis were coming over from a parallel Earth? Because he knew about Zoom. He knew about Savitar. He knew about all this.
Yeah.
And he knows everything that's going to happen. And he knew that like Nazis were coming. He's like, dear, we should take my weird brain chair and we should just go ahead and get out of the city for just a few days and they'll figure it out.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out, but we're gonna need to get out of here.
Remember when the previous episode she was like, are you really gonna let them get married? And the Thinker was like, we'll see. And then it was like, actually, you don't have to do anything, there's Nazis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazis are gonna ruin it for you.
Classic. They always get in the way.
Nazis. Nobody likes Nazis. The wedding. I don't think Nazis like Nazis.
The wedding scene. The funeral and the wedding scene. Overall, we're still cute.
Big fight.
Oh yeah, what happened? Oh yeah, Killer Frost was in her thing.
I like Oliver in this big fight.
Yeah, it's interesting that he is definitely. It's so weird to be watching a live action superhero show that has a big team of badass superheroes, and Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow, is definitely the leader.
Yes.
Like, that's weird. Like, that's a weird...
Yes, I agree.
Whenever I think of people that lead the Justice League, Green Arrow is not normally the top of that list.
But I'm nope. Super down with the fact that Oliver and...
Shut.
Did you drop that? Or did
No.
Okay. The fact that Oliver and Sarah don't have powers.
Yeah.
I'm super down with it.
I also like that they are kind of the elder statesmen because they've been the ones doing this the longest.
It was also interesting because I forgot about Sarah when she was in concentration camp and she was like, I like men and I like women.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
You do like men and women.
She's bi.
I always forget about the Oliver, Sarah.
Still think she's my favorite fit for him. Because I just like them together.
I was back on Team Olicity until this episode where
me
I'm
too.
Livid.
I'm still with Team Olicity because I was not as bi. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Are you fat serious?
I am. Your arguments completely make sense. I just didn't sense at a time. I was like, yeah, this is cute.
I didn't think it was cute. I thought it was just a point when we can be like, oh, thank God we're done with this.
Imagine just like, DJ during his wedding, which costs a lot of money and two people in the audience.
Walking to the park's free,
saying,
though.
Us two now, though.
Well, now, you have to put this in context, and it doesn't quite
just
work.
Did.
But if you told me, but if you told me my best friend was like, hey, man.
Beforehand,
during. Yeah, it's like, hey, man, like after it happened, like, hey, man, we want to go do it too.
Not after it happened. While it's happening.
You know what? I
you guys are standing up there at the altar, and he's like, hey, me too, bro.
Oh, no, but
and
also,
like, yeah,
but also
I
say,
got
my
you.
original wedding that I spent a lot of money on, shit the bed, and I'm like, you know what? Now we did it. I just want the paper signed. Like, I just want that. I just want to make it official. Now we're not in real wedding territory. We're just making it official.
Well, think about this.
And then my best friend was like, hey, man, I know that shit the bed too, but we just
you
had
said
a thing.
Your vows.
Let's get married together. I mean, like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, think about this. Someone comes, and you have a big wedding. You have a big fancy wedding.
Yeah.
It's really
to be fair, I'm probably a lot tighter with my friend than Oliver and Barry are.
Yeah. But you have your wedding, and then somebody just comes and blows it up. It blows it up.
Yeah.
You're like, and you have to do all this
people
work
die.
And blah, blah, blah. You have to fly out somewhere. You have to fly back. You're like, I just want to get married.
Yeah.
And your friend's like, hey, mind if we come to? And you're like, Yeah, why not? Like, let's fucking do it. We're going to go to do it at a park and we're going to stand and vomit the whole time. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
I think it was
again,
just pure
I'm
exhaustion,
not,
man.
I'm not. I'm still not. Like, if that, my wedding got blown up, and at that point, it's like, listen, we tried the whole wedding thing. I just want it to be official. And my buddy's like, oh, we want to make ours official too. Like, fuck yeah, man. Let's do it together. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the dive together. At this point, fuck it. I don't give
a
shit.
I so don't agree. And I also do.
And I don't
like,
think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong to not agree with me.
And this is such
it wasn't a perfect scene. It definitely wasn't. It was definitely weird as hell.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No,
I
mean,
I don't want this to come out as a sexist comment because people have their own feelings too. But like, I also feel like it's different for the bride. Like for another bride,
I don't think you're wrong.
For
I don't think you're
bride
wrong.
Bride to say to the bride, like, do you mind just one more second?
So, oh, you can go ahead and
my actual non-people.
You can go ahead and fuck yourself. That's what you could do. You can go back to Earth X if you'd like.
Never speaking to you again. Never.
Oh man! But
divisive ending.
Remember when Terrific threw the T-sphere and the
Adam was on top of it.
Remember the joke with Mr. Terrific? It was like, oh yeah, my name is Ray. I was like, what's your?
That was actually his delivery was great. Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, that's fine. You should definitely get a better name.
Yeah. Don't make it your first name. We could definitely figure out who you are.
It's cool. They've made these characters are so likable. It's so cool just to see them bounce off each other. And it really does cement that I honestly feel like this is the best live action superhero universe we have. And I don't think that's not a diss to the Avengers and the Marvel stuff. I think it benefits from the fact that we get basically an episode every week. You know what I mean? So we really get to know these characters. We really get... So when they bounce off each other...
We love them. We care about them so much.
And it's grown out of each other organically. You know
what
I mean?
How do you not... I have a lot of friends who don't watch all four of these. How?
Right? Especially when something like this happens. Like,
how?
Like, let's say you just watch Flash. So now, if you just watch Flash, their wedding doesn't... The first wedding is not on Flash. Where they actually get married, also not on Flash. The episode that was Flash barely featured any Flash.
Mm-hmm. So confusing.
I'm kind of happy that like he didn't get too much. Remember last year, his Flashpoint was the reason the aliens were coming.
Yeah.
It's his fault. Like, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and this, it's just like, this is his wedding.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just his wedding.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's not talk about it.
Reddit from... Yep, this is real. Pussy Money Weed 420.
There you go.
When Stein died, I was crying so bad, and it hit me even harder when they cut to the photo of Wright and the professor. Also, when Kara and Alex went back through the breach, they were in a public park full of bystanders. Anyone else notice this? And also, just so you guys know, before the second paragraph, it says the word edit in all caps.
Okay.
I just don't know whether that's like a...
It means they came back and edited it.
The one moment, I was watching the science stuff more structurally than like emotionally. The one that got me that like went right through the armor was when Caitlin was like, hey, say hi to Ronnie for me. Hey, I don't know.
Sorry, I misheard you. So when you said say hi to Ronnie for me, I thought you meant that there was a scene I missed where Caitlin killed Stein and was like, say hi to Ronnie for me.
No.
Son of a bitch.
No, I didn't get me. Yeah. It didn't get me emotionally until she was like, say hi to Ronnie for me. And then she put
the
dirt on.
How about little
like,
Ronnie? The little baby Ronnie.
Yeah, I don't care about that baby.
Yeah,
that baby's
care
not
about
real
babies
to me.
Either, but and it is weird.
It's not that I don't care about babies.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying I don't care about babies.
Well,
I'm saying I don't really care about that baby.
They're
that
so
baby's not
ugly,
real
I don't
to me.
Get people.
Oh, they're not.
Until they can dress themselves, I want nothing.
Do
to
you think
them.
Lizards are gross?
No.
How do you think newborns are gross? They look like little lizards.
All right, hold on. So we got some tweets from people that I'd like to get your guys' thoughts
Their
on.
Eyes can't follow anything.
Nitish Mehta at Mr. _ Nitish Mehta. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Who do you think that weird waitress was in the first episode at the wedding? Impulse? Barry and Iris' daughter? Endless possibilities. My vote, it's definitely Barry and Iris' daughter. I feel like that's a given.
How and what?
Speed powers. I don't think they're gonna
why?
Do
why
I don't think
she came back to the wedding of her parents.
To see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, out of anything, but I mean, it would be kind of cool.
I would, but like, doesn't that fuck things up?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I don't think they're going to, in the comics, it's Dawn and Dawn, D-O-N and D-A-W-N. They're definitely gonna throw that out. I'm wondering if they're gonna
why do you do that?
Just because that's a stupid naming system, and also why would Barry and Iris name, do they know somebody named Dawn? Like, is there why not what's his dad's name?
Henry
like why not Henry? Yeah, like why not
one after his mom?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Anything. So I'm actually wondering if they're gonna combine the female Dawn from the Tornado Twins with XS, who is a speedster from the future, I believe the 31st century. I believe she's a legionnaire. Mm. They're going to fuse those two characters into Barry and Iris's future daughter.
Why her? Why XS? So there's a lot of people online. In my breakdown, I didn't even want to mention her because I'm like, I just so doubt that they're going to ever talk about that character.
Well, because one, again, you're avoiding Dawn and Dawn don't really make any sense in the context of this show. Mm. And also, she's another speedster. And also, she's a fairly well-known speedster beyond some of the other ones. She's more popular than Savitar was before the show brought him up, you know what I mean? So she was somebody I stumbled across before I was as deeply entrenched in all this shit as I am now. If they were going to combine characters, that is what makes the most sense to me.
Oh, actually, they could be combining. Remember Wally's kids and the I'm blanking on it was Irie and Jay. It was like, yeah. Irie and Jay. It was like, because he had twins as well, and the girl's the one who got the powers. Because during the Flash Rebirth, they had to choose who got to keep the speed powers, and they gave it to Irie, and so she got to be the speed suit.
Interesting.
Maybe they're going to adapt that, because I don't see this Wally getting any more screen time than what he's getting right now. Like, I don't.
This is a shame.
Mm-hmm. No. And also, they're adapting everything from Wally anyway.
Yeah, they're already taking all that stuff and giving it to Barry. Damn it, sons of bitches. More questions. Roxy, did you have a theory on who
the girl is?
I don't know. At first, I thought I missed something. I was like, why am I blanking? Who is this? What's happening? Yeah. And then I was like...
No, it's a little tease.
No. And then I was so sure that it would be answered by the end of the four-part crossover.
Definitely wasn't.
That I was like, I'm not even going to... And now I'm like...
Wait a second.
Is this house bitching or not?
Exactly. Danny 29 at Echo Spider. What other evil version of somebody would you have liked to have seen? I thought about this. We only got Kara and Oliver and then Lance. Really?
And Tommy.
Tommy.
I love Roy, so I would have loved to see him back in any capacity.
Did you watch American Horror Story?
Not this season.
He was on this season.
He was also on Teen Wolf. I love Thea, so that would have been
cool. Thea's benched. Yeah. Thea's like Wally at this point.
Thea seems done, too. Yeah. More so, Wally seems excited. Thea seems done. She's all done. Willow.
I think we could have done like a Jesse Quick or a...
Jay?
Or what the hell was her name?
Interesting.
What was her name who we loved so much and then forgot about so quickly that was great with Barry but wasn't Iris, so it wasn't going to last?
Patty.
Patty!
Patty Spivot or something.
I miss
how cool
Patty.
Would that have been if all of a sudden Patty was there?
You know what
would have
been rough is if instead of the speedster being Eobard, it was actually Earth X Jay.
That would
emotionally would have hurt. Yeah. That would have hurt real bad.
Yes.
Or if
yes.
it was Iris. Because just to jam him, like, you're getting married? It's like, let me just go ahead and just fuck up your perception of your wife.
Vanny at Vanny J, there were a lot of super cool scenes in the crossover, but which sequence was your favorite? Oh, dead silence.
It's so hard.
Sorry, I was thinking. I mean, the final fight was pretty cool. Remember when Killfrost flew rode her thing into the ship?
The ice slide.
Okay, sorry. One of the best scenes is General, can you step outside for a second? Which is a line from the Donner Superman.
Yeah.
That with Zod. And it was so cool seeing evil Supergirl fly out of the ship really fast.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And seeing just like this weird grouping. It was like a cocktail hour. It was just like all these superheroes just standing around on the Wave Rider. I'm like, this is cool.
This is the weirdest collection of superheroes on a team ever.
Ever.
Wild Dog and Mr. Terrific.
It's not even Justice League International, and they took everybody. Yeah. Blue Beetle was a main guy on that.
Yep.
Maybe watching Sarah and Alex kick ass together. I love that sequence. It was just really cool. We don't see that a lot. So.
Two made-up characters for these shows are both badasses and favorites.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Rumel, it was either Leo's line that I said earlier, maybe the Red Tornado. I really liked Ray and Flash teaming up. I thought that was really rad.
Sorry, I have a fan theory. Uh-huh. Do you think Felicity did the marriage thing because Eobard gave her that speech about how, like, oh, you're not in the history books at all?
I hope not. I bet that's why she did it.
She's like, I gotta get married. I gotta get married right now to Green Arrow. If not Flash, I'll kick Iris out. I'll get him.
I'm so mad.
I know. I get it. I feel it.
What's your sound effect for this mad
silence.
Anger?
Oh. Ooh, cold.
And you hit the button. Wow, that was really silent.
Rommel Andres Medina at P_Anadem. With each crossover getting exponentially bigger, what do you guys hope to see next year?
What's bigger and badder than Nazis?
I have a fan request.
Okay.
We've never seen the 31st century where Eobard comes from. For some reason, he this...
He's
this
not 31st. Is he that far ahead, Legion?
That's in the Legion comics. Or, from the comic, or 35th. Or 27th. Something like that. Don't remember.
What's a couple thousand years, give or take?
Yeah. Exactly. But, like, what if we finally went there and it was, like, trapped in the future and they have to, like, work their way out of all future tech? And then you have the full Legion of Superheroes. The full.
With this team.
There's, like, 30,000 of them. Yeah. There's one per planet.
Yeah.
Gimme.
What about you, Roxy?
Bouncing Boy?
I wonder if we should... I love having all of our characters, but I'm wondering if we should, next year, peel back and just do, like, our main crew.
Yeah.
And do a crossover, like, they all, for some reason, have to go on a mission to defeat something to help another Earth or so. I don't know.
I wouldn't hate it if, for once, they went to Supergirl's Earth.
Yeah.
So we could get more of those characters. But also, if we're going fan request... I say Sinestro Corps War, introduce Hal Jordan or some Green Lantern to this universe.
How are we going to introduce Hal before we see him on the big one?
Yeah.
We had Ryan Reynolds.
In this universe.
Come on. I say go for it. I say that these shows build up so much goodwill. They use Suicide Squad on this show as basically a test for the Suicide Squad movie. If you legitimately, if you're trying to get the bad taste of Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern out of people's mouths, you need to introduce him on these shows, because these shows have so much goodwill. The Flash on these shows is so beloved. That would be the quickest way to have everybody get back on board with the idea of Green Lantern.
Okay, but why does it need to be Hal? Why don't you make it Guy so that you're not stepping on their toes?
I'm down with Guy. I personally, for picking, I the only reason I say Hal is because of his connection to both all in the comics to Oliver and Barry. So
and
as
we've
a
referenced
fan,
him before.
Yeah, as a fan, I'd like to see that. It did weirdly with the moment where Diggle married them. I really wished that they had revealed that he was John Diggle Stewart. Or John Stewart Diggle, and had him be the Green Lantern of this universe.
They talked about it so many times. Because
he's such a cool character, and having a Green Lantern marry both the Flash and Green Arrow would have been such a great connected
tissue.
But
then he would actually have to be the Green Lantern.
Wait. Yeah, I wish.
And he has this whole time.
Wish that now that he's Spartan, that ship is very, very much
no. Because he can't fire a gun anymore. So what does he get? A ring. He doesn't need a gun anymore.
I love that actor so much. I love the idea of promoting him to an A-list character. Mm-hmm. I also, if we're going fan stuff, Kyle Rayner is my Green Lantern that I grew up with, and I'm also a big fan of Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz. So, but I would introduce Lanterns into this universe, get people back on board.
What if we bring back Hawk Girl and Hawkman, everybody's favorites, and make them the big bad?
Thanagarian invasion, where you get a bunch of Hawk, like quadruple the amount of Hawk people.
Hawk people go, Hawk people go. Quadruple
the Hawk people, so eight.
That's too many. Two's too many.
You quadrupled down. Two wasn't great. Let's give them 12.
When I figured it out.
What was
it? They go to Supergirl's Earth. Yeah. Superman incapacitated by whomst? Who would be the big one that they can't fight that they wouldn't use in a movie just yet?
Brainiac.
Brainiac Rad.
Because then they get pick up the cities, and they pick up the cities from different universes, and then they all have to team up in different cities, and Superman's bad.
I also want Crisis on Infinite Earths just so we can merge the damn Earths, man. Just merge the Earths.
How do we make Cat Grant a superhero?
I would have loved to see a big, badass villain cat.
I'm bummed that these shows have not embraced having a female big bad. I don't think we've ever gotten a female big bad on these shows. Supergirl. No, even Supergirl abandoned her aunt for Non.
And
Terry Hatcher. Terry Hatcher was. There you go.
Yeah, and, was she big bad?
Yeah.
What's going on with Mon-El, man?
He got a beard now.
Dude, his wife.
Smoke show.
Sad for Kara, but good for him, man. As long as they're happy and healthy, good for him.
And guys, that's a little snippet of our Super TV Showdown show. It's the bulk of it. But you are missing out on our Avengers Infinity War talk, our Runaway and our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we also talk about Lucifer, Gotham, talking about Inhuman.
Gifted, all of it. Once Black Lightning comes out, we'll talk about that. Basically, it's everything you need to know know about superhero TV.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to make sure you guys didn't miss out on the main episode, all you guys who support us in other ways that aren't Patreon. So we love you guys. Hope you can check out our Patreon and enjoy it. Go to our YouTube channel to get the snippet of our Avengers Infinity War talk.
Yep.
YouTube.com/onlystupidanswers. Roxy, where can they find you?
At Roxy Stryer. DJ says the word CM weird.
DJ.
What?
I couldn't hear. I just don't see you.
You said CERM. An hour ago.
I'm DJ Woldridge. You can find me at DJ Talk Trash every place that matters. Please take a second and go to chaostheorycomic.com to find out more about my sequel comic that I'm writing. Also, I just dropped on Friday, December 1st, the first sneak peek. And so if you want, there's going to be more of those in the coming months as I prepare for the next crowdfunding campaign. So if you want to be a part of that, go to chaostheorycomic.com and sign up for the mailing list.
It's really cool.
At Sam Basher. If you order t-shirts, you should be getting them soon in the mail.
I'm excited about that. Those should
Sam has cool hands.
They are good.
Those weird finger things.
They are. Make sure you go to onlystupidanswers.com for all of our social information, social security numbers, and I don't know. Yeah. You have your birthday up there?
Yeah, probably.
Driver's license pictures. You can find everything you need there at onlystupidanswers.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts there as well.
We love you. Hope you stay hydrated. Stay warm. It's winter now.
Yeah. Some and places of the world.
Some places. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
All right. Woo! Woo! Did you make a tank for this?
Sound good?